CKDR, I'm Michelle Carter, and it's time to welcome back summer. So we're going to be interviewing some local organizers of some events here in the region, and here we've got local Bill Nelson, who is one of the fearless leaders organizing Sunset on the Strip. So what do we have to look forward to this summer, Bill?
We have Sunset on the Strip out in Vermilion Bay Airport. This is going to be our second year.
And who's going to be performing?
We have several bands coming this year. Start off Friday. We're going to start at 12 o'clock Friday afternoon with Big City All-Star Band. Saturday, Grant Luchaft from Winnipeg is going to start at 1:30. We have Open Faith coming at 3 o'clock. Tim Albertson of Thunder Bay is coming at 6. We have Harlequin coming at 8:30 in the evening. The big one that we're extremely excited about is we have the Recklaws coming at 10:15.
What should festival goers expect once they show up at the Vermilion Bay Airport?
I believe this is probably the biggest that Dryden's had, I would say decades. The stage out there is incredible. That is something that I have to cover. We had a lot of comments. People were expecting a small stage kind of off the side of a camper. They did not realize we have a production crew that comes and does this. So it's a full show, full stage, big screens.
And I've heard it's very reasonably priced at only $85 for both days to enter the festival.
It is the cheapest in Ontario that I know of right now for a festival. Friday night and all day Saturday.
Yeah.
Camping passes separate. Camping is $70.
And where would we be camping if we wanted to stay the night?
There is camping right there on site. You can bring a camper, up like 30-foot camper. You can bring a tent. We've got space for both. It's amazing to see again. It's a pretty incredible experience because you go from what was an open field airstrip to a music event, right? Like you're going to a full-on fest. It's amazing to watch it be built, put together. Because you go out there day one to an empty space. Within a week, you've got a full-on stage, food vendors set up, beer garden set up everywhere. Suddenly becomes a small city. We did have a lot of turnout last year. We got a lot of support from the community. And I want to say thank you to everybody, of course, for that. Because without that, of course, this isn't going to go. It was a great time last year. This year, we're hoping for the same. I'm sure with our security in place and OPP, you know, on site, we shouldn't have any issues.
Was there anything else you'd like to add, Bill?
I look forward to seeing everybody there. Rain or shine, it's a go.
Sounds great. Rain or shine, it is a go. So for more information, head on over to ckdr.net or go to sunsetonthestrip.ca and purchase your tickets there. I am Michelle Carter, and that was Bill Nelson, one of the leaders for Sunset on the Strip.